Hello everyone, I'm Dayu. Did Optimus's bizarre head-first fall really cause Tesla's stock price to plummet in a single day? The whole internet is in a panic. Is this an AI awakening or a collapsing scam? But in my opinion, this is not a disaster, but rather a showcase of Tesla's low-latency technology. Wall Street panicked and killed the stock price, and today we're going to uncover the remote control truth that Musk didn't tell you through this seemingly absurd incident. Don't miss today's exciting content, okay? Let's go. Part 1. The truth behind Optimus's fall. In the past 2 days, everyone has been sharing the same video. Tesla's beloved Optimus apparently committed suicide in Miami, and the way it died was quite bizarre. Many people ask me, Dayu, is this an AI awakening? Did it realize it was trapped in a robot's body and desperately tried to pull its head off? Or is this thing just a complete scam? At the same time, the US stock market on Monday seemed to give a strong response. Tesla's stock price fell by $15.42, a drop of 3.39%, closing at $439.58. Even Wall Street veteran Gary Black came out and said that this video raised questions about OPTIM US's autonomy, and was one of the reasons for the stock price drop. So the question is, did this fall really shatter Tesla's AI myth, or is someone taking advantage of the situation? Today, we won't beat around the bush, and we'll directly dissect the technical truth behind this bizarre movement. First of all, this is not AI synthesis, nor is it a robot awakening. It's more like an extremely embarrassing human error. First, we need to confirm that this video is real. This happened at the Autonomous Robotics event held in Miami last weekend. Look closely at this movement. Before Optimus falls, its hands suddenly move towards its head, making a very obvious grabbing and removing motion. But in reality, there's nothing on its head. Immediately afterward, it leans backward like a puppet with its strings cut. This movement has already been dissected on the RIT Technology Forum. This isn't a software bug. It's a typical remote control error. Simply put, the robot was in avatar mode at the time, meaning it was being controlled one-on-one by a human operator in the background through VR equipment. What happened? Most likely, the operator got tired or needed a break, and he made a rookie mistake. Before taking off his VR headset, he forgot to press the pause synchronization button. Can you imagine the scene? The operator raises his hands to take off the headset, and the robot faithfully replicates this movement one-to-one, but the robot doesn't have a headset. Then the operator takes off the headset, puts it down casually, relaxes his body, and even disconnects the connection, and the robot also loses its balance and falls flat. So some haters say this is a software malfunction, but I don't think so. It looks more like human error. It's like driving a manual car and forgetting to press the clutch before parking and turning off the engine. The car will suddenly jerk. This is indeed a mistake, and a rather amateurish one. Of course, these are all my speculations. You can also ask, did Musk lie? This is the core of the controversy these past 2 days. Dr. Peng is focusing on this point. Not at all. They're saying that Musk previously promised AI-driven Optimus, but now it seems it's all remote control, which is fraud. We need to look at this objectively. Yes, Musk did reply on X, saying it was AI, not remote control, but I checked the context of that conversation. He was responding to questions about the robot's specific dance moves or walking abilities. We must clarify one concept. The current Optimus is a hybrid drive. Walking, navigation, and obstacle avoidance are all things that Tesla's FSD, full self-driving, is very good at. It doesn't need humans to teach it how to move its legs. However, in other scenarios, such as complex social interactions or handling random objects, like interacting with people and handing out water at a trade show, Tesla, for safety and smoothness, currently relies heavily on remote control. This is actually an open secret in the industry, and it's also a necessary step in training AI. First, humans remotely control it to collect data, then feed that data to the neural network for training, and finally achieve full automation. Musk always likes to present the future as the present, giving the public the illusion that it's already fully automated. This incident in Miami was a harsh blow to Tesla's PR department, proving that Optimus still can't do without that invisible wire when handling complex human-machine interaction scenarios. But Gary Black said that if it's remotely controlled, it can't be mass-produced and scaled up because it requires a one-to-one operator. Black, being a Wall Street person, probably doesn't quite understand technological iteration. Remote control isn't the main point. It's just a data collection tool on the path to AI. Although this fall was embarrassing, it also proves one thing. Tesla, the robot's motion capture has extremely low latency and high accuracy. The robot can instantly synchronize with the operator's subtle movements, such as taking off the helmet. In terms of the funeral analogy, this itself is a manifestation of hardware capabilities. Thirdly, let's talk about whether this will affect Tesla's future. Looking back, the stock price fell 3.39% yesterday. Was it because the robot fell? Don't be ridiculous. If a fund manager suggested I sell my stock because a beta version robot fell at a trade show, they should have been fired long ago. The market adjustment was more due to the need for a correction after a long period of growth or a reaction to the macroeconomic situation. The media just needed a sensational headline, and Optimus falling was the perfect clickbait. For those of us who follow this long-term, this is a warning, but certainly not a death knell. It exposed Tesla's carelessness in on-site execution procedures and reminded us that Optimus is still a considerable distance from a true Westworld. It's still a baby that needs a babysitter, it will fall and make mistakes. But this is also what technological progress looks like. A child who doesn't fall won't learn to walk. This incident will actually accelerate Tesla's improvement of the human-machine interaction logic. Perhaps in the next update, Optimus will be able to recognize the operator's action of taking off the helmet and automatically lock its posture instead of following along and essentially committing suicide. Therefore, my view on yesterday's decline is that it was more emotional venting than anything substantial. Once you understand the logic behind that helmet removing action, you'll find that this is actually one of the fastest responding remote controlled robots on the market. As long as the brain, that is, the AI, can keep up, this body is ready. Okay, about regarding Optimus's performance in Miami, do you think it was simply an operational error, or is Tesla overpromising? Please leave your thoughts in the comments section below. More latest news will be shared below. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe. This is the greatest encouragement and support for me. Part 2. News regarding Tesla's production and operations. Do you know how difficult it is to get an old-school car enthusiast who lives and breathes gasoline to admit that Tesla is doing well? This is probably even harder than getting Musk to deliver cars on time. But just these past 2 days, Jason Kamisa, a well-known automotive journalist, after experiencing FSD V14, directly said, "I have to swallow all the nonsense I've said before." That's right, even the most critical mouth has been conquered. And this is just one card in Tesla's recent series of game-changing moves. Today, let's talk about the comeback of FSD, the surprises brought by the 2025 holiday update, and how Tesla is quietly making inroads into Toyota's home turf in Japan. First, let's talk about Jason Kamisa. This guy is notoriously critical in the car review world, and he used to criticize FSD a lot. But this time, he drove with FSD V14 for an hour, and from beginning to end, the car changed lanes and yielded on its own without any hesitation, even parking itself at the end. Kamisa's original words were, "beautifully smooth." What does this mean? It means that FSD V14 has crossed a terrifying threshold. It's no longer just an assistant for the driver, but it's truly starting to drive like an experienced driver. This is definitely a shot in the arm for those of us who are looking forward to robo-taxis. Next is what everyone is most concerned about. The holiday gift package, version number 2025.44.25.1, includes many features I mentioned in previous videos, but there are two more features that I find particularly useful, even a bit cyberpunk. First, the dashcam now includes data. Previously, when you watch the playback, it was just a simple video. Now, the video directly overlays your speed, gear, and even whether you had autopilot engaged at the time. What does this mean? In case of an accident, this is the strongest black box evidence. Furthermore, this feature also supports hardware 3. In addition, the system now has a hidden function that allows you to directly see the remaining storage space for the dashcam in Sentry mode, eliminating the need to connect your USB drive to a computer. It's all clearly displayed on the car's screen. Although it's a small detail, this is Tesla's advantage. It always solves those small, seemingly insignificant pain points that you didn't even realize existed. If you think a car is just a means of transportation, Tesla wants to tell you no, it's your electronic pet. The latest app update quietly launched a feature called Charging Passport, which is similar to Spotify's annual review. It tells you how many superchargers you visited this year, how much electricity you charged, and how much money you saved on gas. The coolest part is that it also includes a badge system. If you've visited famous superchargers, such as the Tesla restaurant in California, you can unlock a landmark badge. If you charge during off-peak hours at night, you can get a green energy saver badge. The brilliance of this is gamification. It transforms the tedious process of refueling and charging into a kind of game-like fun. This is why traditional automakers can't catch up with Tesla, because they are still researching cars, while Tesla is researching the psychology of its users. Incidentally, Tesla's official website has also launched a new charging calculator that lets you calculate how much money you can save by switching to an electric car. This is clearly aimed at gasoline car owners who are still hesitant. It's simple and straightforward, speaking directly in terms of money. Now let's turn our attention to Asia. According to the latest data, Tesla sold over 10,000 units in Japan from January to November this year, a historic breakthrough, achieving a 30% market share in the standard-sized electric vehicle market in Japan. This was unthinkable a few years ago. To capitalize on this momentum, Tesla announced that it will expand the number of superchargers in Japan to 1,000 by 2027. Previously, Japan was dominated by CHAdeMO charging stations, and anyone who used them knows how poor the experience was. Now, Tesla is building a large-scale charging network, and even Mazda and Honda are adopting the NACS standard. What does this indicate? It shows that the physical world's infrastructure standards are being unified by Tesla. In Taiwan, Tesla's Powerwall orders have reportedly tripled. The reason is very realistic: concerns about electricity supply. When the power grid is unstable, having that large battery at home is a life-saving service. Following the same logic, Tesla has just launched a megawatt-scale megapack project in the Atacama Desert in Chile, produced by its Shanghai factory. There's also good news for the Roadster. Just these past 2 days, two new positions quietly appeared on Tesla's recruitment website. This is practically a smoking gun. The job title is Roadster Battery Vision Manufacturing Engineer, and the job description is very detailed. It's clear that this person will be responsible for the advanced testing and control systems of the next generation of battery products. The fact that it's specifically mentioned that this is similar to a small special forces team working in a highly challenging environment suggests that the delay in the Roadster's release is likely not entirely due to production scheduling, but rather waiting for a cutting-edge battery technology to mature. The Roadster doesn't need just any ordinary 4680 battery, It likely needs a custom battery that reaches the limits in terms of energy density or discharge power. The fact that Tesla is now hiring for visual inspection positions indicates that this production line may have moved from the R&D phase to the manufacturing preparation stage. This also suggests that Musk is building a dedicated heart for the Roadster. FSD is also making new progress in Europe. Tesla just announced the first market experience of the FSD supervised version in Denmark. Note that this isn't just a simple test drive. Official employees are sitting in the driver's seat, allowing ordinary people to sit in the passenger seat and experience the FSD V14 version in real traffic. Previously, this activity was only available in Italy, Germany, and France, and now it has expanded to Denmark. This is clearly laying the groundwork for the official launch of FSD in Europe, both in terms of public opinion and data accumulation. Once FSD conquers Europe, Tesla's software revenue will experience explosive growth, as this is a market with hundreds of millions of high-spending consumers. Finally, Musk said that he tried to persuade Trump to abandon tariffs, but he failed. Thank you for your valuable time watching my video. Please share your insights in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.